Well, I can say this. Team played harder than y'all did. They went out there. They weren't sitting down on the rear end. No, it was good. Good competition. I mean, good 8 days. I mean, a bang through 8 days. Physical, banged up, bruised up. But at the same time, learning to practice better, learning to be more consistent. Both sides have their moments. Again, I keep saying that. But, you know, when one side gets down, what we're trying to teach them is that momentum of games change. You have to manage the crisis, minimize it. Let them make up and then get your bearings back, limit what they do, and keep yourself in the game. And when you're on, and when you start playing well on one side or the other, don't let them get off the mat. Learn to stay focused. And you measure players on their bad days. When they ain't got everything right, can they grind things out? And then you find out great players when they can do that, and then when they get ahead, to keep the same focus and play no matter what the score is, no matter what the play is. And we got to learn to compete that way. But we're getting there. Got a lot more situations. Had a goal line today, a bunch of third down, red zone, tight zone stuff. So we're learning to play situation ball. And the kicking game starting to be full teams now as far as covers and catching and all that type of stuff. So we're getting making some progress.
What are you learning about your quarterbacks? I know you're not ready to make a decision, but what are you learning?
Well, I mean, their knowledge, how they learn, do they make the same mistakes twice? Do they understand situations? Do they understand how a play relates to a certain down and distance or a field position and where I throw the ball, where I make the check? Do I run it here? If I got a chance to make a big one, it's possibly there, but I got a definite thing where I can pick up a third down. Your decision making by putting them in all those situations, their mindsets has to change. And, you know, a play is a totally different play, what you're trying to accomplish on it, by down and distance, field position, time on the clock, different things, and trying to get them to understand that and see who can be the most consistent.
Is it a little bit clearer when you could make a decision? We're talking a week, 2 weeks?
Oh, heck no. I wish I knew. I wish I knew as best as you did.
So when a guy is having a bad day, do you just stay on him?
Sometimes. Sometimes you do. Sometimes I want to see if he can get it out, and then sometimes I want to see if I can rattle him to where he can't get out. Listen. When you get out there in front of them, 100,000 people, and that's everywhere in this league. There ain't no friends out there. I can't run out there and pat you on the butt. You know what I mean? Your coach can't run out there. Your teammates can. What's happening, our team, what I'm starting to see a little bit of what I like, is other guys on the team are grabbing that leadership role. I mean, different guys. And saying, we're taking ownership of this. We're not going to say, hey, pick him up because we got to have him. You know what I'm saying? And not worried about themselves as much and learn to worry about each other.
Who are your leaders?
No, I'm not going to say in jail, but I think there's quite a few emerging. And I see different guys starting to come out that some guys you didn't think would do it. They're starting to open up because it cares, and they're starting to matter. And we'll see in time.
What we see a lot of programs do this. Coach, what's the significance of bringing in a guy like Marcus Spears to come talk to your program? Why is that?
Well, understand guys that have accomplished something and sat in the same chair as they have, made the same decisions, came from the same background. What do people say? Well, you ain't never come from where I come from. You don't understand where I come from. You put them in front of people who've made the right choices, done the right things, had success as a person, as a student, graduated from school, been a good guy, grew up in a tough situation, and then succeeded at a high level. And Marcus was a guy that even had a position change. You know what I'm saying? He changed positions after 1 year. And he was the number one tight end in the country, was the number three player in the country, all that type of stuff. So, I mean, all the stuff we're asking you to do has been done before. And like I say, we're coaching you the same way we coach them. You know what I'm saying? And I think it gives you some credibility. And to find out the secret to all this, there isn't a secret. It's the choice you make that you want to be great.
It's hard to beat Marcus. I mean, how great a representative is he just for the player and for the SEC?
It's tremendous. Tremendous human being. I mean, he really is. I was fortunate enough to be able to recruit him. I was blessed that way and knew the whole story and what he did and how he came about. And he's a tremendous father. He's a tremendous husband. He's a tremendous role model, and then what he's accomplished on top of that. He gets it, man. And he's got great parents. He had a great mom and daddy.
I know you've been very impressed with a lot of these freshmen. Anybody in particular that's really stood out to you?
I'm going to tell you what. I'm not disappointing any. I mean, I'm not going to say because they're all getting an equal number of reps. You know what I'm saying? And each day, different guys are flashing. I mean, on offense and defense. There'll be significant guys I think can help us this year. I really do.
Coach, what can you say about Connor Lampier's recovery process this offseason?
Doing well. He's back to taking every rep. He hasn't missed a rep in camp. So you got a guy with experience and toughness that has played up there, and it's great to have him.
Did his injury require surgery?
I don't know. Was that because I'm not sure if I got not
before that? I never got any straight answers.
Sounds good. Sorry.
I hate to say I didn't know enough about. I can't off the top of my head. I have to check it.
Coach, you mentioned Courtney Davis a couple of times. Mm-hmm. How much of his emergence is about recovering from the injury? Because he's been here a couple of years and kind of been under the radar. And if it's not that, what?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he is healthy. I don't know how hurt he was. I mean, he was hurt severely. I don't know where he was in relationship to that. And sometimes when you get off an injury, it's not just the injury itself. There's a mental comeback time that just, you know, I lost it. And then all of a sudden you think you can come back, oh, okay, and I'm going to turn it on. Well, then it's not there. Then you got to grind through all that, getting your body in shape, getting your mind in shape, learning to compete again. So whatever it is, he's healthy, he's playing, and I love where his mindset is right now.
What's he doing to set himself apart?
I mean, he's running routes, he's catching the ball, he's making people miss. You know, he's short, he's deep. He, you know, he's just being a football player. He's being the kind of football player that, you know, he was in high school. I guess he was number one receiver in Texas when he came out. Is that not right? Am I right? I mean, and he's playing a very significant role.
Do you know what you have yet behind Travion, like depth at running back? Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, Etway's doing a nice job. I mean, the other guys are all mixing in there, getting reps, and the young backs are coming on. So we'll find out when it counts. I mean, but they're making progress.
I was going to say, you can only see so much with pads.
Well, we're in pads. We're going at it now.
I'm down to the ground.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting, though. You can tell a lot. We'll find out, though. It won't be long.
We haven't asked you much about the corners, but it seems like the same guys have been running ones. What do you think about those?
I'll tell you what, Oliver and Renfro have been making tremendous strides. I love how Chapman's been making strides. He's been playing really good football, really steady football out there. Miles, he pulled a little hammy the other day for a while, made tweaking for a while. He was doing some good things. So, I mean, there's other guys out there making plays. I think who else? 14 and Anton's been on there, but those three or four, Elam, been doing some things, but those first three or four have been doing really good.
Coach, you were mic'd up as saying things aren't the way they used to be now. Do you feel that the transition is there yet, or is it still got to work?
No, yet? And that's not what I'm saying. When I'm not criticizing the past. It's just what I mean by it's not the same as it used to be. I want it the way we want to do it.
Right.
Because I don't know how they did it, and obviously it was very successful. They won a lot of football games. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not criticizing them at all. But what I mean by it, we have to do things the way we're going to do them. And the culture we want to be, because the things that I believe, some of it are different, some of it's the same. But I mean, we have to do things the right way.
Well, and that's what I meant pertaining to your brand.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's getting there.
Normal salary practice before the big Sunday or anything special about
this morning? No, we're gonna have. We got work today. These are work days. We'll grind both of them. Fans will say a grind day. I promise. They're gonna say a good hard practice, and Saturday will be a good hard practice. We got plenty of time. Then we'll see what they can scrimmage on Monday.
You feel like the players need a day off?
They think they do. They always think they do. Players always think they need a day off. You got to go to that spot where you don't think there's anything left. So you can find out a little bit about yourself.
Prater just been a little limited.
Huh?
Prater just been a little limited for the most part.
He has been. Yes.
How much would a big crowd on Sunday help your guys out?
I mean, it would be. It'd be nice. I mean, I'm sure that people want to support. I mean, the kids love to see it. So, I'm all for it.
You know that Utopia, Texas, is not far from Junction, Texas.
Yeah, but they didn't have all this over here back when Junction was coming about, was it? No.
You've coached some elite wide receivers.
Hey, I don't know. Get me on one of my whims. I get mad. You never know.
You've coached some elite wide receivers. How much are you looking for one or two guys that can really carry the load, or do you prefer to have?
Well, you like to have them, but you got to have a couple guys that you know something. You're going to win no matter who we're on or what we do. I can count on, you know what I'm saying? You got to have, even back when we had those elite guys, we played a lot of guys, but still, when you call plays, that's what you're finding out now. Guys are banged, he's sore, he ain't hurt. Who's going to make a play in the third and fourth quarters late to come win a game, you know, right now in camp? Because if they can do it now, they'll do it then, and they'll get in the habit of doing it. So, you know, whether it's a receiver, tight end, I mean, it can be a lot of guys. Whoever can touch that ball, you're always looking for guys that can change the game.
You got a chance to see a lot of the guys on the field. Is there a player or two that their personality sticks out to you or that cracks you up or got to enjoy?
They all do at times. Just depends on when you catch them. They do. We got some personalities on the team. You know what's funny? They're starting to come out. They're starting to realize, I know it's hard work, but you know it's fun to work. Putting in work and getting better, you see yourself getting better and doing things, there's fun in work, believe it or not.
Good. You put through 8 straight. Have you seen, you talk a lot about pushing yourself to where you go. Have you seen what you want to do as they push themselves?
They have, and they haven't, and they have, and they haven't. I mean, that's where they are, so they're learning.
All right, Coach.
We're good? Thank y'all. Have a great day.